I saw this thing on YouTube, and it was, I don't remember what it's called. I can put a link if I really want to. And it was something like, you know, Mike Marjama's like journey overcoming whatever to get to the big leagues. And I was like, what's all this about? So I click on
Okay.
it, and I don't, it's been a little while since I watched it, so I won't remember. But basically the gist of it was Mike Marjama was this, you know, like handsome, successful, athletic guy, like growing up, and he had an eating disorder. And I don't think he got
Right.
into what it was exactly, like what the issue was in particular, but he basically got into like, I went to rehab, it was like really, really bad. Like I you know, like ruined my body for a little while. And I think this was probably like his late teens, something like that. And he overcame this, got drafted, I guess, and then went through the minor leagues and ended up making it to the major leagues. So it's like a super inspirational story of, you know, like he overcame this. Awesome, great, great. I don't want to out this guy because I didn't talk to him about it, but somebody close to us has struggled with an eating disorder, and so I ended up sharing it with him, and he seems to have taken it to heart. So it kind of meant something to me. I thought it was really cool that Mike Marjama was like being open about this. But I also thought the
Okay.
interesting thing was that Mike Marjama was bringing attention to the fact that like plenty of men have eating disorders, and you think of it as, I think society thinks of it as sort of like a middle school girl problem of like, oh no, all the other girls think I'm fat, and in reality, like it's like anything else. Like anybody can have an eating disorder, anybody can have this issue. It's just a body image issue, like we all have.
Yeah, it's not like women get issued a different brain,
Yeah,
you
exactly. And
know?
again, I don't want to out this guy, but the person that we know that has struggled with
You've
this,
already cut the probability in half. You've already
yeah,
partially
I mean,
dodged
it's
them,
not anybody
so.
in our audience is going to know, but I just didn't think to ask. But anyway, so this person was telling me that you know, they went away to this sort of inpatient rehab thing, and it was very helpful for them, and I'm really glad. But what he was telling me was he was like, I was the only guy there. It was all like high school, college age girls who like had an eating disorder because, like, you know, like that's how it is in America. I guess a lot of people struggle
Is
with it.
this Mike
But he was,
Marjorie, or is this
no,
the other guy?
this is somebody close to me. I'm sort of talking weird because I'm dancing around it, but this is
Yeah,
somebody
like
that I
we have
know.
to speak in
Yeah,
riddles.
I should have talked to this guy before,
Let's
but
call him Alfred.
let's call him Alphonse.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this guy told me that he was like, and you know, he was like, even the people in like the rehab were like, and this is anecdotal, because even the people there were like kind of like shocked that I was like open and honest about this, but also like trying to get help. Like it's sort of, you know, he was like, men sort of have this like, you know, suck it up attitude about things, and that can make it even more difficult. So
That's
that's
true.
what, yeah. So I think that's like the thing like Mike Marjama is like sort of crusading against, and trying to like actually bring to light that a lot of guys have this issue. So anyway, I think that's really cool. Good on Mike Marjama. You know, thank you for the great work you're doing. But anyway, I that popped in my head the other day, and I was like, you know, that's really cool. So I look at Mike Marjama, and I think he's like a successful real estate agent now, and that's cool. And so I just fired off an email and was like, hey Mike, I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing. I know it positively impacted this guy that I know, and so I appreciate that. And I really wasn't trying to like lead him with that, just like soften him up. I was being honest. And then I was like, hey, I have this baseball podcast if you want. Like that's a platform if you want. And if you want to come on, like encourage me, that'd be great. And if not, I just want to say thank you. And he emailed me back, and he basically was like, I'm taking some time to myself. I'm not doing any interviews or anything. But you know, I appreciate the kind words. And I was like, no sweat. I totally get that. Don't worry about it. So Mike Marjorie is not coming on the show, but he answered me. I thought that was really cool.
Wait.
What?
I can't get over the point of that story, all of that. And at the end, you're like, and you know what? He's not coming on the
Should I edit all this out? No.
No.
Yeah.
That was like the highlight of the podcast. As always, his
His
name
name is Dan
is Dan
Uglow.
Uglow. Dude, that was one of the greatest rug pulls ever.
No, I was. I wasn't trying.
Dude, I was sitting there. I'm like, what am I going to ask this guy? Because it sounds like he's coming on the podcast.
No,
You're like,
you're totally
and you know
right.
what? He got back to me and he said he's not
No, you're totally right.
Dude.
I didn't mean for I didn't mean for that to happen that way.
Damn it.
I got a good one kicking. You ready? Cooking.
Yeah.
You ready? Rico Bronya.
Right. Now,
You like that?
I will see your Rico Bronya, and I will raise you one Randy Choate. The spit take.
That
Whoa!
wasn't planned. Randy Choate. What a name.
Anybody else you think people are sleeping on, or should we move on?
Well, hold on a second. We might move on, but let me think about the roster for a minute.
Okay.
You're
Yeah.
fine.
I can read off some names if you want to have it pulled up.
Yeah, do that. Maybe it'll ring a
Okay.
bell.
Now, I apologize in advance. I don't speak Japanese, and I'm probably going to mispronounce a lot of these.
I'll be able to figure it out.
Sosuke
Gendo. Okay.
Takuya Kai.
Takayakai, all right.
Kensuke Kondo.
Kensuke Kondo, all right.
Shugo Maki.
Shugo Maki, all right.
I like that name. It rolls off the tongue.
I like Kami. Watching you be corrected every time you say a name.
Dude, yeah, I mean, me versus Japanese is just a terrible matchup. Yuhei Nakamura.
Nakamura, all right.
Takumu Nakano.
Takumu Nakano, all right.
Oh man,
he said it way better than you.
Yeah, there's Newt Bar, there's Otani, Kazuma Okamoto.
Okamoto, right.
Okay, Takumi Oshiro.
Oshiro, right.
Ukyo Shudo. I'm sorry.
That's pretty close. Ukyo Shudo. Yeah.
Oh wow, that was the one that I thought sounded the worst. I was like, I was ready to publish an apology. Seiya Suzuki. Seiya or Seiya?
Seiya.
Seiya, he's the guy. Tetsuo Yamada.
Who's that? Oh, Tetsuo Yamada. Yeah.
Hotaka Yamakawa.
Hotaka Yamakawa. Right.
Masataka Yoshida.
Yes.
Okay. Then on the incredible pitchers. Yeah, here we go. Ready? There's more. Oh, wait. I recognize one of these names, I think.
Shota Imanaga?
Shota Imanaga, yeah.
Yuki Matsui.
Yuki Matsui?
Yeah, I nailed that one. That was an easy one. That's like the John Smith of Japanese names. Hiroya Miyagi?
Hiroya Miyagi, yeah.
Keiji Takahashi?
Perfect. Well,
look, I'm getting better on that one. I'm getting better at nailing it. Now, this one's a little tough. Yu Darvish?
You nailed it.
Hiromi Ito?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm on a hot streak. I'm going to screw this one up. Ryoji Kurabayashi?
Oh, Ryoji Kuribayashi.
Ryoji. So close.
And people are like, dude, I think he turned a corner, bud. It's all the same guys.
I'm that asshole that got the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's hitting homers off of guys that are practicing only throwing fastballs.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, did you also get a Ben Francisco tattoo after he hit, like, 6 home runs in April back in, like, 2009?
Yeah, Ben Francisco. I'm the guy. That's a good name.
I have a Cody Ashy shrine.
Oh,
here, wait, so we're playing the game. Should we just hop into it?
Well, do we want to get our predictions, or are we going to do that in a different part?
Let's
do that in a different part.
I like how Garrett has mastered freezing handsomely.
Yeah, Garrett's got to open the store tomorrow. We can't waste his time tonight.
Screenshot. Okay, guys. Whoa.
Ah, there he is.
Garrett's just jumping around on the screen,
dude,
guys.
Yeah, look at his face. He's like...
Yeah,
Garrett looks like
face.
Just hit my girl for the cycle, dude.
That too. That too. And you know what? You know what?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm just saying.
How do we feel about the DH, huh?
Love it.
I do too.
Yeah, I love that the Phillies were a factor in the playoffs because Bryce Harper got the DH, so I'm sold on it now.
Mm-hmm.
In years
the
past,
second it starts to benefit me.
Yeah, so, man.
Let's give Garrett a chance to yell at the clouds. Go ahead.
I think Garrett is... Garrett's marble, dog. He's immortalized. There he is.
Yeah, Garrett's out here looking like Squidward's house.
Really... The only people arguing to keep it were like the people who were like, well, Cole Hamels hit a home run a couple of years ago. That's always fun to see every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've gotten in a bar fight because Cliff Lee hit a home run?
Hey, I think Cliff Lee hit 2 home runs.
He did.
I like that this is a constant issue for Jim, though. Well, he's like, I got another bar fight over Cliff Lee.
Yeah, he's like, you see these scars? That's from my 2018 bar fights. Yeah. I don't have calluses from swinging. I got calluses from swinging, you know?
Yeah, Jim's like, my hands look like this.
These scars are for people saying Placido Polanco's not an all-star.
I'll hit you with third base great Michael Young. How about that?
All right.
Young's a good one. Great.
Whoa.
Speaking of things that went better for the Rangers than they did for the Phillies.
Yeah, really.
Let's keep that train going with a little bit of Delman Young.
Oh.
Oh.
Good one, man. And all his legal troubles, or is that not count?
Oh, that counts.
Yeah, the
brother,
DUI.
Brother, that's why we're talking.
He comes with the
DUI. Talk about things that get me out of bed in the morning.
Anti-Semitism? Is that how that works?
All right, hold on. Sidebar. How about bullpen coach Mick Bullmeyer?
Dude, that. Oh, now we're doing like
old
staff.
Number 17, baby.
Didn't you meet him?
Ryan Howard at a game threw me an autographed baseball, and I thought it was signed by Ryan Howard. I looked down; it was signed by Mick Bullmeyer. I cursed God.
You looked down at him, and you're like, you couldn't even give me Rich Doobie.
I know. I smoked a Rich Doobie after that stressed out day.
Come on, Ryan. All I wanted was hitting Coach Milt Thompson.
I know. No, honestly, if I could have picked any of the coaches, I'm looking for a little bit of Davey Lopes.
Ryan, where's Sam Perlazzo when you need
him? Oh. You gotta get Phillies legend Pete McCannon.
The players like him because he's bilingual. That's every dad ever.
All right, Tom.
Wait, how much did that go for on eBay?
Well, milk,
I don't know. I'm sitting here. I'm
Dude,
sitting here in
shipping
my Ryan.
Only.
I mean, I'm here in my Ryan Sandberg underwear, wondering, like, what can I get for these things?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, listen.
Yeah. Jim's like $0 or best offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like no low balls. I know what I got.
I don't think I'm taking him with Jeremy Heckelson, am I?
Heckelson. I like Heckelson, though. That is appropriate.
Yeah, you know, that is opening day starter, Jeremy Heckelson, to you.
Yeah.
Oh, he froze handsome.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, he really did. That's kind of impressive.
Dude, yeah, Gary freezes like the stock photo in your wallet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about this?
You gotta get like photo bucket, like the watermark over.
Yeah, Gary's out here looking like an unused picture frame.
Yeah, Gary's looking like a paint slide.
Right here in my back pocket, I got Jose Contreras.
Okay, I was going to say him.
Rule 5 pick, way too much playing time. All of those things also describe this guy, David Herndon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
David Herndon.
Dude, you're not okay. Ready. You're not ready at all for my next one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Garrett was
go ahead, Ethan.
Garrett was probably like 3 years old when this guy was playing. How are you guys feeling about Wes Helms?
Ooh.
You're an asshole. No way. I was going to say that. How do we feel about Michael Bourne?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Michael Bourne's a classic.
Another post-Phillies star.
Yeah, this is another name that we're never going to say. He was traded alongside Jeff Geary.
I was going to say that next, dude. What is wrong with you? It's not
that was
your
the
turn.
Package. That was the package for Lidge, right?
Yes.
Did I just jump the line? I snatched Jeff Geary.
Yeah, right?
Just, oh, like, come on, betrayal tonight.
That's like the fattest version of knockout on Earth.
Jeff Geary.
Yeah. Now I have to think of someone else.
Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought two grown men would come to blows over Jeff Geary?
Brother, you have never been to the fucking. You've never been to the Ridley fucking Barnaby Center.
Yeah, you've never been to Xfinity Live in a crazy night.
All right. I'm sorry.
Never in a million years would I have thought you would have come up with Jeff Geary.
I can't believe I just got backstabbed like that. Garrett Handsome frozen again. There he is.
Wow. I hate to throw a wet blanket on this flame, but I got Antonio Bastardo.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony No Dad.
Oh!
Tony No Dad.
Yeah. Antonio Bastardo was certainly the most caked up MLB player to ever live.
Yeah.
That's true.
That, he's dude, extreme, unequivocally true.
Unequivocally caked.
All right.
He actually filed a trademark for nothing bun cakes, but got beat out.
All right. I heard you guys had a bad case of not enough left-handed pitching, but I got your medicine for you in Joe Savory.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Pitching in quotes, but yeah.
Pitching.
Yeah, I wake up with a dose of him every morning.
Yeah, yeah, I know you like to keep it sweet, but I got something for you.
Yeah, you feel about a little savory with your breakfast.
I would pour Joe Savory over toast. I'll say that. I'll say that. Can I say that?
No! No! That's Ethan's second spit take on this podcast.
No, I didn't spit. I kept it together.
Come on, dude. Really? You're not going to do it for the theatrics?
All right, wait a minute. Joe Savory's good, but he's no Randy Choke. Come on.
Loved when they would do the McDonald's Andy home run thing, and it would come up, and it would be like 2007 Carlos Ruiz. And they're like, you'll win a Phillies prize pack because he just grounds into a double play. And
yeah, you have no idea what memories you just conjured up.
Phillies prize pack. Phillies prize.
Dude.
That was like, always like, you know, I love that when it would be like,
that's what I say when I'm getting naked in front of somebody. I'm like, you ready for your Phillies prize pack?
That was always like, it would be like a trivia question. It'd be like, which relief pitcher born in the month of May with the initials KS started two games in the 1984 season? Submit your answer on Phillies.com.
I'm the answer is Tim Hudson every time.
Every answer was Kent Tekulve.
Yeah. Let's give it up for Karen K in Mount Airy.
You win a Phillies prize pack courtesy of AT&T.
Yeah, we got to find somebody who won one time just to find out what was in the Phillies prize pack.
Yeah, bring
you know, I wasn't winning one. I don't live in Mount Airy.
It's tasty cakes, dude.
Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than a tasty cake.
No, it's definitely, it was a pack of butterscotch crimpets and then like one of those paper pennants that you used to get at like Manoa School.
Yeah, signed by like Vince Papali.
it's signed by the worst possible Philly.
No, it's signed by the Fanatic.
Dude, I ran into Vince Papale at an Insomnia Cookies one time, and I had nothing for him to sign, so I had him sign my cookie.
Wait, could you formulate words? Or were you like, Mark Wahlberg?
I was like, I shoved the cookie in his face, and I was like, invincible.
Yeah, you looked at him, we're like, you're Elizabeth Banks. I don't even know whose turn it is.
I imagine the Phillies prize pack was that baseball that Jimbo got from Ryan Howard that was not signed by Ryan.
It has somebody's signature printed on it.
I'm pretending like I didn't like it, but I was 10 years old, dude. I was fucking like making out with that thing.
Yeah, every Phillies prize pack comes complete with a Mick Bill Meyer signed ball.
You saying that you were 10, you're 11. That don't act like you're not jacking off to it right now.
Yeah, bro. Who do you think?
Yeah, like, Jim's like, you guys don't know what you're talking about, isn't that right, Mick?
Yeah. You think in the Phillies prize pack you got like a mini Charlie Manuel like bobblehead?
No, mini
you get a piece of game chewed gum.
Yeah, you know what it is, a Charlie Manuel bobble gut.
Yeah.
Bobble gut would be so funny.
That's worth money. All right. I'm gonna do Phillies relief ace. God of the mound, Danny Spies.
God of the mound.
I don't want to double up because the other guy I had in mind I used like 2 weeks ago. So I'm gonna pass on it.
I'll give you a minute to think about it because I got Chase Darno.
Whoa, he was a Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2015.
You could persuade me that he never existed. It wouldn't even be that hard.
No, it's like Lance Nix. Like you could just replace him with somebody else, and history wouldn't change.
Yeah, if you saw Yo, a cardboard ready? Are you cutout, guys ready? Everything would be the same. I'm ready. But wait, it's Garrett's turn. It's Garrett's turn.
It's Garrett's turn. Dude, look,
Garrett's
at it.
Frozen solid again. How is every time Garrett's screen freezes just like it's a LinkedIn headshot?
I have one particular thing I want to ask you about, Ben.
Yes.
We were watching a compilation of Philly's walk-offs, and there's one from like, I don't know, 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, of a really young Marlon Byrd crushing a walk-off homer in the Vet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that one.
And he comes to home plate and he jumps on home plate. He's excited. He just walked it off. He won the game. It was great. Jim Thome greets him, Nick Punto, all those guys. And Todd Pratt comes in and just gives him like three shots right
now. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, dude, what was that?
Like, I don't know.
We were watching it, seeing ourselves laughing for like 25 minutes. Oh, shoot. And Tom described it perfectly. He was like, what is this Todd Pratt blood loss?
Yeah, it was like why is he just on him?
Like, do you have any context behind this?
No, I think there's just like a baseball culture of someone, you know, hits a walk-off and you beat the piss out of him. Like, yeah. You remember Michael Franco, like, for a few years ago, whenever he hit a walk-off, he'd like run out to the outfield to get away from everyone because they'd all, you know, not quite Todd Pratt, but like they'd be wailing on him.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. When somebody hits a walk-off, when they do something great like that, obviously you're allowed to just beat the hell out of them for some reason.
Just inflict physical harm.
Yeah, like, usually they're like, you know, they rip his jersey off, you know, they push him around and stuff. This is like, he touches home plate and Todd Pratt just hits him with like three quick shots to the kidney. And then all the other guys like pulled him off like he was trying to start a brawl. I was like, dude,
it was
2003, man. It was a different time. It was a different era.
The craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. MLB The Show is fantastic. I love playing it. And as we spoke about with Kenny two episodes ago, this year's game is great, and it's fixed a lot of the problems people had with 2022, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been very enjoyable, and they have World Baseball Classic stuff and Negro League stuff, and it's awesome. And one of the things, MLB The Show a lot of times is behind the curve when it comes to video games and sports video games in particular, because Madden and NBA 2K are these massive money machines, and they have these huge studios doing them, and MLB does not have that. They have like maybe like 50 guys working on it, and you know, they don't have the same kind of budget, I guess, for lack of a better term, and manpower. And right. So one of the things that they've recently that they put in for this year's game, which has been in NBA since like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah, I remember you doing this in
I did it in NBA
a long time ago.
But they just put this in, and it's cool. They put in a face scan feature. And basically what you do is it's kind of, remember the iToy, Tom, from PlayStation?
Yeah.
It's like kind of like Kinect. That where you could you can take a picture of yourself and you put it on your guy and it looks like it. Because nobody really wants to sit through like all the options of like nose depth, ear point. Like, nobody cares.
I'm sure somebody cares for everyone.
But they sort of just roll with like the generic like looking player most of the time. I think most people do. But now you can face scan. You can play as yourself. It's really cool. It's great. Here's the difference. And I'm only speaking out of my own opinion or my own experiences. I mean,
okay.
When I played NBA, I think it was 2K15 that I faced my scan. Maybe 2K17, something like that. And what I did was I downloaded the app and it said, okay, go to the face scan feature. I went to the face scan feature and it had you do, like, it had you put your phone here and then you moved all the way around and you moved this way and then you moved up and you moved down and it took pictures of your like entire head, basically put that in the game, and it generated a head for you. So it would look like you, and it looked pretty good. Like, it
you know what they don't want you to do? They don't want you just putting the most flattering angle in there. They're like, no, we need them all.
But it's also like, that's how it's realistic. That's how they get like your cheekbones and like the structure of your head and everything. And it's pretty good. And it looked like me. And it was, unfortunately for this character, it looked like me. And it was great.
Right.
MLB, on the other hand, has you just take a picture head on and you just do this and you line your face up in the little outline and then you take your picture and that's it. And it's like, don't smile.
That face.
Yeah. It's like, don't smile. Don't wear jewelry. So you're just sitting there like, and then you take your picture. And it's great.
It's
and
like here's the your thing. Driver's license picture.
Exactly. I'll put up a couple of pictures. So when it first showed up, it was just a bald head. And it was really like freaky because it didn't have any facial hair. It didn't have any, you know, like, you know, hair.
No, wait.
The head shape is different.
Quick interjection. This thing nailed his mustache. It absolutely nailed it. The rest of it looked like a cave troll from Lord of the Rings. Because it was Ethan, but just shaved.
It was wild. But so I'll put up that picture, and it was kind of weird, and it looked like a bowling ball, and it was strange. And then I added the hair, and they had a hair that's pretty close to mine, and I put that in and everything, and I put in, like, some stubble, and I was like, okay, we're getting there. And I sat down, my wife sat here, and I was like, okay, what do you think of the nose? Do I put it in a little, you know, whatever? And we kind of worked on it for, like, 15, 20 minutes, and we got pretty close. And so from the head on, I'll put up a picture of the head on angle, and you can see it, and you're like, oh, okay, that looks like you. It's pretty close. Like, whatever, that's cool. They face scanned. And then there's a profile, you know? Yeah. You can change it that way. It's me. It looks exactly like me. It's wild.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
I was on the phone with him while he was doing this, right? And he's sitting there, and they're going through it, and his wife is like, no, you, the bridge of your nose, you gotta send it in more. And then it, all of a sudden, he just goes, oh, it looks like me. I hate it.
Dude, it's true. It looks, and especially like the profile, like this, it looks exactly like me. It's horrifying. And it, like, I'm not attractive. That's why it's so horrifying. And I guess the other thing about it too is, like, when you put in your generic player, it makes him, like, I don't know, like 6'2", something like that. Like, baseball players are pretty big. And, like, right. 210 pounds, 200 pounds, 190 pounds, something like that.
Right, it gives, like, him an athletic build.
A big athletic guy. And then you can select different body types. So there's, like, buff, normal, husky, which is a guy a little chubby, and there's fat. And so right. I always would just go
with the generic guy. That's for your Bartolo Colon types.
Right. I always would just go with the generic guy. So it would be like buff, 6'2", 185 pounds, whatever. There's just a big strapping guy and whatever.
Right, cool. Like you.
And so I put in this thing, and this thing's me. And it looked exactly like me. Put on this really athletic body. And I was like, well, that can't do. Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah, that's
so not realistic. I made it 5'10", no! Which I'm like 5'9¾". So I made it 5'10".
How do you know your height, like, that precisely?
The doctor told me that pretty recently. But so...
Dude, that's so, like... that's like... No. I'm not 6 feet. I'm 5'11¾". So I just rounded up for Tinder purposes.
Like every guy, I'm proud of the extra inch. But...
So I go
down and I make him like 5'10", and he's a little shorter, and I'm like, okay, that looks better. And then I go to the weight, and it's like 195 or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's not me.
Like,
so it's a slider. So I just go, you know, you don't type it in, you just move the slider up. So I just go
and go.
And it gets up to like 240 something pounds. And then it resets and it goes all the way down to like 160. Like, that's the highest you can go. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm only 240 pounds.
Wait. Now, how are you going to do Bartolo Colon if you can only go up to 240?
I guess the game developers can change things. I don't know. But anyway, so he's like 5'9", 5'10", and like 240 with obviously the fat build. And so it's just this sort of like kind of looking guy. I'll put up a picture of the full body, and it's pathetic because it looks like me. Like, that's the worst part. Like, that's like, and here's the only other thing, because I was talking to my wife and I was like, what do you think? Like, do I need to take the arms in? Do I need to change like the spine length? And she was like, I don't know, who cares? And then I like turned him around and she went, oh, wait a minute, your butt is flat. And I was like, what? And she goes, that guy has like a regular butt. Your butt has to be completely flat.
Yeah. You need to have the shelf. You need to have a washboard. Exactly.
Like my butt is just completely flat.
You know, just, like, you okay. don't have washboard abs. You have washboard butt.
Washboard butt. And so this guy is me. And then, so I put him in the game and I start my road to the show.
Right.
And it has, and like, you know, you play as a baseball player. So 90% of the time he's in a baseball uniform, but in the beginning of your road in the show, he like gets drafted and he's on the phone with the GM and everything, and he's right. in a suit, and it's this fat guy like talking to the GM, and it's me, dude. Like, I have these wedding pictures of me in a gray suit like that, and my guts just hanging out, and I'm like, you know, like, dude, it's pathetic. Can I give it another name while we're waiting for Colin?
Yeah, should we go into overtime?
What do you think of Neil Kotz?
Oh, now where do we stand on Jerry Owens?
Oh, Jerry Owens might be the best one. Jerry Owens is the best White Sox.
Well, no, Colin hasn't said anything yet.
Good point.
Colin, give the man a chance.
Colin,
I don't know how well this will do, but how about Wes Whistler?
Dude, I don't know who Wes Whistler is. I want to look this guy up. I'm putting the over-under on number of games this guy played at, like, 6.
Wes Whistler?
Yeah, he was in the 2009 White Sox roster.
Dude, okay, no. Let's see. Let's see how many innings this dude threw. For 1.1 inning.
in that season or for his career?
For his career and in that season.
I love this guy.
Wes Whistler.
I never heard of that person before in my life.
Dude, I don't even think White Sox fans remember that guy.
No, not at all. All right, is it my turn?
That was an incredibly deep cut. That was all the way to the bone. That was all the way to the marrow.
All right, Colin, what do you got?
Yeah, Colin, give us a team.
All right, give me 1 second. Which team again?
No.
It's making new.
Your pick.
You just give a player.
All right, let's do Cardinals. Gene Stechschlute.
Who?
Who's that?
Gene Stechschlute?
Gene Stechschlute.
No idea.
Is that guy from like 1870? Like,
I don't know.
I want to know more about old Gene.
I don't even know how to begin to spell
that. Like, how do I even look that up?
Step. Is it step? STEP.
It's very German sounding.
Yeah, well, up. Oh, found him. Okay.
Give me.
He played from 2000 to 2002, and he was terrible.
Since John's the guest of honor, let's let him set the parameters. You want to do a certain time period, a certain team, or do you want to just do a free-for-all, any football players we can think of?
I say free-for-all. Now, ever...
Thank God. Dude, you're welcome, Tom. Dude, yeah, now, if we were doing, like, teams, it was going to be like, okay, let's do the Buccaneers, and it's going to be like, all right, I lose.
Like I said, for the past couple weeks, I've been telling Ethan, I am taking a lot of pride in this list I made for this game of... And there is between two players that this game is named after.
I like how Garrett has mastered freezing handsomely.
All right, Garrett, give me a name.
Let's just give it one time. If anyone's played fantasy sports once, they all know how good this player was. Let's just give it up for the 49ers defense and special teams.
Yeah. And we're going to play some Elmer Descends, man. Should we kick off a round of Elmer Descends?
For a round of Elmer Descends, the opening winner of the random MLB player game was Elmer Descends.
We have a game we like to play called Elmer Descends, where we name random baseball players and the most random player wins.
You said Elmer? Elmer
Descends.
Yeah, he was... He was my rookie league pitching coach.
Was he?
No.
Yeah.
Donovan, you've been very nice. You've given me more than I'm worth.
No!
If you can put me in touch with Elmer Descends, I will pay you whatever amount of money you want.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Unless we're getting like his last name very mixed up with somebody else, but you're talking
like a big leaguer he's the Latin Rockies. Guy, right? Yeah, he was
well, Elmer Descends was on the Reds for a while, so it's not like that shocking.
You know Elmer Descends?
He was on Team Mexico. He was their pitching coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
whatever it takes, get me on a Zoom call with Elmer Descends.
No, it was he. Yeah, every day during rookie ball, like you'd show up there and he's like, okay, guys, today we play the Dodgers. They can run. They can hit. All right, let's go get them. And you're just like, all right, Elmer, let's go.
Yeah,
I actually managed to – I unintentionally deceived him into thinking that I was a diehard Mariners
fan. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I didn't want to, like, argue with him on the podcast. I was wearing Mariners stuff because I like it. And, like, yeah, I do like the Mariners, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, obviously, I'm more of a Castellanosian fan.
Well, but think about it, though. Like, if you're some guy who works in baseball and these two idiots hit you up and are like, hey, you want to come on our show? Sure, yeah, no problem. You're not going to, like, go back and listen to all their other episodes and be like, oh, wow, they must be Phillies fans.
Maybe you're not.
But, like,
maybe you're not. Well, wait, he knew you were a Phillies fan.
Yeah, because I had told him in our emails that I was in Philadelphia.
So I think assume. But if he just hops on and sees some dude wearing Mariner stuff, then he just assumes you're Mariner. And God bless Eric too, because he kept referring back to that and being like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, these ABL players are really like Jake Fraley, Mariners guy for you.
Over like Jake Fraley, like well, Mariners guy, right? Like how good was Jake Fraley? Mm-hmm. And now he's in Cincinnati and obviously doing his thing there. And Tristan Gray just got a
Ryan Roland like, Smith.
Well, and you're
he's on
there
the Mariners like, broadcasting team.
It's such an Aussie name.
An Aussie commentator, Tom, right? With the Mariners, you get to hear Ryan Roland Smith if you're tuning in locally.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah. Boy, Ryan Roland Smith.
I really like that you're sitting there like, yeah, he was Mariner. Yeah.
Dude. I felt so bad because I wasn't like intentionally deceiving him, but that was like kind of how
it came out. It's just not worth getting it. Like, what's the point in being like, actually, yeah. I'm not a Mariners fan?
Yeah. I'm a Phillies fan, actually.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Eric, for putting up with us.
For those of you who follow me on Facebook, which I'm assuming is nobody, yeah. I've been having a very public reckoning with my past self. Because I keep getting, it'll be like, you have a memory from today in like 2010. And I've just posted the most cringe stuff of all time.
What's the back most in like cringe? 2010. Give me the most cringe.
Let's go to the tapes. That's kind of all I have posted on Facebook right now. So the most recent one, this is from yesterday. Okay. And this is a memory from September 22nd, 2010. I posted, you might have just realized it, or maybe you haven't yet, but it's been that way for a long, long time.
What does that even mean?
You know what that means? You know what that means?
Give me another one. That wasn't funny. Give me another one.
Yeah, that one, that's just a little palate, you know, cleanser, because that one's just nonsense. It's like,
yeah, that's not okay. Really cringe, it's just stupid.
Okay. This is a good one. This is from the day before that.
So you were on a roll.
Yeah, I was on a real tear.
Also, wait, 2010, you were like 18 years old.
Right? I would have been 17.
But my point is, you weren't like a little, because like I think of like when I got a Facebook, I was like 11.
Right.
Yeah, well, like,
but
this, you
but
were like
when you're 11, you post different cringe. You don't post
right, like you were like pretty much an adult when you were doing when you were behaving this way.
Well, I would say it's debatable whether or not a 17-year-old is basically an adult. now that I'm 30, I look at 17-year-olds. I'm like, yeah, you're still a kid. But so this is the best one. I might build a bridge, but be warned. Too many infractions, and I got the dynamite prepped. Why did I post this stuff?
Also, like,
what was wrong with
like, was something going on in your life that, like,
I don't remember,
like, led you to this, or were you just like, because that screams to me, like, don't cross me. You know what I mean?
That's like what it means.
But like that screams to me like I'm happy to be your friend, but you don't want me to be your enemy.
Yeah, but don't be my enemy.
And you're this like 17-year-old nerd, like you
yeah.
Museum. You
know what I mean? Yeah. And then this was what really started I'm officially cancel culturing my former self. Okay, this is the worst one. It's been a long while, but now I'm back, and you better be ready, because I'm about to lay down the law. Get ready for the Quirkocracy. Why did I post this stuff, you know? It's so bad. It really is like the Quirkocracy. And you know what you have to say to that? You have to say,
take it easy.
That's it. That was, you know what? That was also 2010. September 2010 was a weird month for me. That was not
the
good.
The weirdest thing you've ever said. Oh, my God. Read it again.
Okay, hold on. All right. I was seeing if I posted any other ones, which I didn't.
No,
let's see, where is it?
We're not topping that.
That was what I say. Like I said that was what started my cancel culture with myself. Like I want you guys to know, I will be leaving the podcast over this.
I'm in tears. Read it again.
All right. Ready for that? I think I had like 8 Facebook friends at the time too. Like,
well, 5 after this.
After this. All right. Well, you think it's gonna go down? I'm gonna lose 800 something Facebook friends.
Read it again.
Okay. It's been a long while, but now I'm back. Back is in all caps, by the way. And you better be ready because I'm about to lay down the law. Get ready for ... new line, the Quirkocracy.
Now, like at the time, like, did you have an idea of like what you wanted the Quirkocracy to be? Like, were you like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this?
Dude, I don't know. I didn't have a constitution drafted.
Or was this just you going, you know, it sound cool?
Yeah, it's sort of like a technocracy. Except I'm in charge.
Yeah, it's an autocracy with Quirk at the top.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm sure it's still wrong with me. It just was more manifest in 2010.
Oh my goodness, dude. The the Quirkocracy.
I want you to know.
Have I ever laughed that hard on the podcast?
Yeah, you laughed that hard over Randy Choate.
I don't want to see Jake Cave ever again.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Hey, Jake Cave only doesn't have a home run the other day because he got robbed.
I don't want to see Jake Cave ever again. I don't want to see Jake Cave.
And that was the case. Like, I don't want to see Jake Cave ever again. Exactly. Like, you and I were sitting there on the sofa watching this game and being like,
I don't want to see Jake Cave.
I feel like I did hit Jake Cave here. But, like, it's the Jake Cave effect. We're like,
I don't want to see Jake Cave. I don't want to see Jake Cave.
Dude, Jake Cave.